Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Bain Finserv Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Preeti Bhardwaj from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Bain Finserv Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Raman Baid, Whole-time Director. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Raman Baid, Whole-time Director. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Preeti. Good afternoon, esteemed ladies and gentlemen. I extend a hearty welcome to each one of you who has joined us today for Bain Finserv Limited investor call, where we will delve into the financial results of the first quarter of fiscal year 2025. Before we dive into the details of this quarter, let me offer a brief overview of our company and its business model. Bain Finserv Limited is a non-deposit-taking NBFC based in Jaipur with over 30 years of industry experience. We specialize in secured MSME loans, loan against property, vehicle loans, and few insurance products. Our vehicle loan covers tractor loans, commercial vehicle loans, and personal car loans, while our mortgage loans support both businesses and personal financial needs. We also offer comprehensive insurance products like dwelling, motor insurance, including life insurance of the borrowers, etc. Q1 FY25 achievements. In the first quarter of financial year 25, we are pleased to report several significant advancements that underscore our strategic vision and operational success. One of the achievements is the expansion of our vehicle loan portfolio and include financing options for three-wheeler electric vehicles and three-wheeler loading vehicles. This strategic move aligns with our commitment to sustainable development and address the growing demand for eco-friendly transportation solutions. By incorporating electric vehicles into our offerings, we not only diversify our product portfolio but also position ourselves as a forward-thinking financial institution that responds to evolving market trends and customer needs. Additionally, as a whole-time director within the promoter group, I have acquired 212,500 equity shares at rupees 44,64,400. This acquisition is intended to enhance the promoter's stake in the company. Following this, the promoter shareholding has increased from 34.8% to 34.98%. We currently serve semi-urban and rural areas in Rajasthan and are expanding into Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat. Our operational branch offices have grown from 45 to 52 this quarter, with new additions in regions like Jodhpur, Pali, OCR, Balasore in Rajasthan, Agra and Dewas in Madhya Pradesh, and Patan in the state of Gujarat. Financial performance in Q1 FY25. We reported a total income of rupees 19.35 crores. Our EBITDA was rupees 11.32 crores, with a strong margin of 58.49%. We achieved a profit after tax of 3.12 crores, with a PAT margin of 16.12%. Vehicle loans accounted for 22.15% of the total assets under management, while MSME loans and mortgage loans contributed 77.85%. Future initiatives. Looking ahead, we aim to prioritize efficiency and customer satisfaction through digital solutions like eNACH, BBPS, UPI, ensuring seamless payment process with minimal manual intervention. Our collect-on-application will provide real-time collection receipts, enhancing transparency in payment transactions. We are committed to boosting operational efficiency and customer experience. Our initiatives include reducing loan processing times from 3 to 7 days to just 2 days, utilizing the AutoSwift app for instant vehicle valuation, and launching an IT portal to centralize IT management and streamline asset allocations. We are also implementing strong data security measures, including centralized backups and real-time attendance systems, etc., for our team. Our strategic focus is on achieving a revenue distribution of 75% from MSME loans and 25% from vehicle loans in this financial year, supported by improved operational efficiency and customer-centric services. We target a 25 to 30% annual increase in AUM, aiming for close to 500 crores by financial year 25 and 600 crores by FY26. By the end of FY25, we plan to open more branches and reach a number of 75 branches with new locations and incremental AUM contributions from Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat. This year, we are also planning to start a few locations in Maharashtra. We also have a business partnership agreement with small finance banks to enhance our financial service capabilities. In terms of our expansion, our goal is to grow to 75 branches across 4 states by the end of this year and reach 100 branches by the end of next year, that is March 2026. Our diversified portfolio includes car loans, tractor loans, commercial vehicle loans, passenger vehicle loans, three-wheeler electric vehicle loans, and loan against property, MSME loans, all designed to meet the varied needs of clientele and support our growth objectives. In summary, the company is well positioned for ongoing growth and expansion by harnessing technology and innovation. We are enhancing efficiency and adapting to changing customer demands. Bed Sensor remains dedicated to providing value and achieving long-term success in the ever-evolving financial sector. With these remarks, I now invite questions from the audience. Thank you for your presence and continued support.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Riya Rao from Insight. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, with QIP, what would be promoter stake?
Sorry, can you repeat the question, please?
QIP, what would be the promoter stake?
In the QIP?
Yes.
So the promoter's holding is 34.98% as on date, and there is no QIP that is planned as of now.
Okay, and from when we can see contribution from solar to our revenues and profitability?
We are not adding solar loans as of now, but electric vehicles we have already added. We are focusing on three-wheelers, electric vehicles, and two-wheelers is what we are planning next. Solar loans, maybe next year we will target. Although the company has engaged with some brokers and some ECP to understand what the solar loan process is, looking at the demand in rural sector and promotion of solar rooftop solar panels by the government as well, and government has added few incentives and for the retail customers as well. So we are engaging with a few stakeholders about it, but not in the current financial year.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Divakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, good afternoon. Please go ahead.
So, in the last 10 quarters, we have seen a lot of volatility on the operating profit front. So, why is this volatility there, basically? I'm asking this question because, from the last year, our order book has grown by almost 20%. But, we are doing operating profit in the range of only 8 to 10 crores in the last, basically, 10 quarters. What is the reason behind this volatility?
No, so the profitability of the company is increasing. Just this quarter, if you compare it with the first quarter of last financial year, there is a dip of about 2 crores. And that amount is because last year in the first quarter, we had recovered around 2.1 crores of bad debts. So that is the major reason. Otherwise, the operational profitability and the total top line also is in an increasing trend.
Yeah, but margins are basically really volatile. Sometimes we do 64, 70, and then we do 57.
So, this top line is directly proportional to the AUM. And with the target of getting a better customer on board, we are reducing our yield by around percent, percent and a half expected in this financial year. And basically, and there are few quarters where looking at the liquidity of the company, we have to at least maintain 2 to 3 quarters of liquidity. And in some quarters, the cost of that adequate liquidity maintained in the FDs, in the form of FDs or negative carry because of that, is sometimes higher.
Okay. And so, are we not focusing on the housing and LAPs? Because the LAP is kind of flat from the last 3 years. So only the vehicle loan is growing. So what is your basic outlook on the housing front?
So we are not doing housing loans. We are doing loan against property. And although the LAP book, because it's an old book now, which is tenured, and we started LAP doing LAP in 2015-16. And most of the loans thereby are getting foreclosed or pre-closed and settled now. So even if we are doing incremental disbursements every month, every quarter, the overall impact on the AUM is not as high as vehicle loans. Vehicle loans, if you see, we had a small base of about 20-25 crores of AUM last to last year, and that has grown to about 80-85 crores now, which has seen a jump of over 2.5-3 times. So because the base was higher in the MSME LAP, and with a lot of HFCs and larger NBFCs, small finance banks focusing on this sector, on the MSME LAP secured loan sector, we see a lot of foreclosures and pre-closure settlements, etc., from our customers. So in today's number, if I say, every month we are doing almost equal disbursements of MSME and vehicle, but the MSME loans are not adding to the AUM because of closures from the customer side.
Okay. And sir, can you give me the basically segment-wise NPA in both housing and vehicle?
So vehicle is a very new book relatively. So we have almost grown, like I said, 2.5-3 times in last couple of years, in last 4-5 quarters. So the NPA and delinquency has on the overall new book of the vehicle loans is quite low now. It's approximately the NPA, if I say, it is about 2.1-2.2%, and MSME LAP is close to about 2.8%.
Okay. And so I have two more questions. First is, in our shareholding pattern, there are many corporates. So my question is, are these companies anywhere related to the promoter group?
No, they are unrelated private limited companies.
Okay. And the last one, sir, basically in the last phone call, you said that you are projecting 25% growth in the revenue this year. So
yes.
Are you maintaining that guidance?
Yes, for sure. We are aiming to reach about 75-78 crores of revenue by end of this year.
Okay, so that means you have to do around 21 crore per quarter in remaining 3 quarters. So are you confident to achieve that?
In quarter three and four, with the new expansion and new branches that we have added this year, those will also contribute to the top line, and we'll be able to reach our targets this year.
Okay. And that's all from my side, and sir, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vinod Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for giving me this opportunity. So, sir, my question is, rural and semi-urban urbanized market is huge. So what are your strategies to divert market from an unorganized market?
So, sir, our focus will be on the rural tier three, tier four locations in the near future, because that is where the demand and the gaps are to fulfill for us. Anyway, in the larger cities and tier one or two cities, there are a lot of banks and be it public sector banks or private banks, large NBFCs, which are already present, and it is tough for us to compete there because of the cost of borrowings and the NIMs that we maintain. But actual growth and actual demand for us and our products lies in the rural areas, and we are going to harness that in the future as well. With our strategic expansion planned in Maharashtra and further penetration in Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh, the states that we started in last financial year, we are doing pretty well there. And this year, there are more number of branches that we have planned, and they're coming up in these two states, which will add to our focus and add to our AUM from the rural areas. So, for instance, we are mostly targeting Nagar Palika and Tehsil level locations. In some new areas, district levels to start first, but most of the concentration is in Tehsil and Nagar Palika level villages.
Okay, sir. And my another question is, who would be your key competitor in MSME loan segment?
So, to be very honest with you, this sector has become very, competitive in last 2-3 years. And there are larger players plus local Rajasthan NBFCs who are, competing against us for the same pie, you can say. And to name a few, SK Finance, Lakshmi India, Kokta, even small finance banks like AU, Jeevan Utkarsh, IDFC, almost all of them are, competing for the same MSME mortgage loan customer.
So, another question is, last one. What opportunity Bid Fincer sees to expand the business and penetrate the rising market?
Sir, I'll be very honest with you and give you my experience of last 10 years. When we started doing MSME LAP in 2015-16, and we went out to rural locations, the people were hesitant to mortgage their residential premises, their houses, and take a loan from NBFC. But that trend has completely changed in last few years. And I would credit a lot of NBFCs and HFCs which have come into Rajasthan and states like MP, Rajasthan, where mortgage loans wasn't that big a pie in the previous decade. But now, because of so many companies coming in and educating the customers are feeling safe to mortgage their house with the NBFC, which was earlier only with their comfort with only was banks. Plus, the scope has also widened because the customers think that the rural customers think that to the way forward for them to decrease their cost of borrowing is, getting into a formal structure, NBFC first, then graduating to a small finance bank, and finally reaching a scheduled commercial bank, and not rely on local money lenders. So, with that thought and so much of customer education through NBFCs, banks, RBI, the scope of the market is widening, and you will find a lot of new entrants, NBFCs, catering to these rural locations where, the scope is immense and customers are hesitant, were hesitant, but now they are becoming our first-time borrowers, first-time mortgage borrowers, and increasing our AUMs.
Okay. Sir, my last question is, what is your competitive strength?
I think I had mentioned this earlier also, and I will repeat it again. Our competitive strength is that we as promoters, we have spent a lot of time at the ground level, working with our customers, working with our teams, getting their feedback, and implementing the changes. So, initially, all the loans in a new area are directly underwritten by the top management, and the market presence and market knowledge is very sound with us. So I think that is our competitive advantage, that we understand the customer and the teams, and through our policies, we are reducing our turnaround times. Our hierarchy is very lean. It's not a very complicated hierarchy, and the decision making for any loans, their underwriting, their sanctions can be done in a very quick and swift manner.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Jairaj Jain from PSV Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is like, so in revenue performance, Q1 FY25 was not very pleasing. So what is your outlook for the rest of the years?
Sir, like I already answered this, we are targeting a revenue of 75 to 78 crores by the end of this year. And the gap in Q1 was because practically the months of April and May are very slow in terms of both disbursement collections. And June, July onwards, it starts picking up. So after this monsoons through the, you know, income agriculture produced demand in the rural sectors and cash flows coming in the rural segment, we see quarter two to be much better than quarter one. And also next quarter three will be the festive season. So there will be additional business done in these two quarters.
Okay. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Aditi Roy, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, and thank you for giving the opportunity. My question is, what are your competitive advantages?
Aditi, I had just mentioned those, and I think on-ground knowledge, keeping up with the relevance in the market, understanding what our customer and the teams at the ground level require from us, the policies that we, you know, make around that. Secondly, reducing the turnaround time, approving the loans and underwriting the loans in a quick and a swift manner by, you know, keeping a very lean hierarchy and you know, reducing the turnaround times. So, for instance, a vehicle loan with us, if the case is logged in with proper documentation, we are able to sanction the case within 1 or 2 days, and 2 to 3 days, we are able to disburse those cases as well. Wherein other banks are taking much longer to give a soft sanction to these customers.
Okay, sir. And my next question is, what business risk do you foresee?
Sorry, can you please repeat the question?
What business risk do you foresee?
Business risk is what I understood you're asking. Am I right? Is this, that your question? What is the business risk that we see?
Yeah.
So, I think the increase in competition and thereby the attrition rate going up in the financial sector is one of the risks that we see. And the cost of, you know, retaining the same manpower or replacing the manpower, that is the biggest risk that we see next, you know, couple of quarters and maybe next year. Because, I mean, I was reading some articles, and I've also seen HDFC banks and larger banks also reporting the attrition of in excess of 40-45%, and especially in the young age employees band. So that is the biggest risk that we see in coming future.
Okay, sir, and my next question is, does political instability to impact our growth?
Political instability, yes, is a major factor in the rural areas, but the states that we have chosen, Gujarat, MP and Rajasthan, are quite politically stable. Unlike RBI intervention in Telangana, West Bengal, Assam for the Assam bill and microfinance bill, because we are away from microfinance sector, I think we are one step better placed. And the states that we are working in has the political governments, at least what we have seen in the history. And, you know, that adds to the business stability as well.
Thank you.
Microfinance sector is more risk prone to the government policies and government instability or political instability.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir, for answering me. And
thank you so much.
Once again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jairaj Jain from PSV Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking me in the queue again. So, like, my question is, like, what is our borrowing rate? You know, answer it.
So, our average cost of borrowing is close to 12%, 11 to 8 to 12%, comprising of loans from banks like SBI, UCO Bank, which are public sector. There are about 5 private sector banks and 8-9 NBFCs. In total, we have around 17 lenders as on date. And the average cost of borrowing is sub 12. With the discussions happening in the monetary policy front on the rate cut, maybe this quarter or next quarter, we see this going down by 10 to 20 basis points if the rates are cut down by RBI for the banks. So that onward, I mean, that rate cut advantage would be passed on to us also.
Okay. And like, what will be our rate of interest for MSME and vehicle loans in upcoming years?
So we are maintaining an average yield of about 20 to 21% in both the products. But with the competition coming in, I think we are going to keep the same for vehicle loans. And increasing the presence in electric vehicles would, help us in maintaining our yield in the vehicle loan. But MSME and mortgage loans, this yield is going to come down because of the competitive pressure by around 1-1.5%. We have seen that decrease in last 2 years as well, and we anticipate that decrease in next 2 years as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is, what is our net NPA?
Net NPA is 0.37% approximately, or to be precise, I think it is 0.37 this quarter. Gross NPA is 2.7% approximately. We have a very high provision coverage of about 75-80%, which adds to the comfort, and we have done this provisioning on a very conservative basis. So we don't anticipate any further slippages apart from this provisioning that we have done.
Okay, sir. What was the capex spend in Q1 FY25?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
I was asking, what was our capex spend in Q1 FY25?
Capital expenditure?
Yeah, capital expenditure, capex.
I'll have to check that. I'm not sure about that. But overall, the capital expenditure is very low for us, as the branches that we are opening also are, not that costly for us. And within 3 to 5 months, we are able to recover our investment cost in these branches with a business volume of about close to 40 to 50 lakhs monthly. It takes usually 3 to 5 months for us to recover and we break even on a branch level wise. And typically we are spending about 2 to 2.5 lakh rupees on the basic infrastructure of a particular branch. So that is negligible on the overall cost of the company.
Okay. So you said that it takes around 3 to 5 months to recover that cost, right?
Yes. So basically 2 lakhs is the investment per branch on the infrastructure, furniture, fixture, IT expenditure, etc. And it takes 3 months for a new branch to be stable in its business. So those 3 to 4 months of staff salary or CTC is basically added to this cost. And from the fourth month onwards, once the team is stable and we are getting about 40 to 50 lakhs rupees of fresh disbursements from a particular branch, then fourth or fifth month onwards, from the fee income that we receive from these new disbursements, we are able to maintain our variable cost for the branch, the CTC and the variable costs.
Okay, okay. That was nice to, you know, have an elaborated answer. And also, can you explain some, you know, plans for FY25 and FY26 regarding the capex only?
So the additional capital expenditure mostly on the IT front is going to be close to 20 to 25 lakh rupees this year and about 20 to 25 lakh rupees next year. That is on the company level because we are getting a new LOS, LMS and mobile app, complete MIS software we are changing this year. So that is going to be the cost in this year and next year on the IT. And except for that, like I said, close to 2 to 3 lakh rupees per branch that we open now. So to be precise, around 50 branches are to be opened in next couple of years. So close to about 1.5 crores will be spent there.
Okay, so around 50 branches in next couple of years.
Yes.
Okay,
okay. We have identified locations, and we are going to open these rural locations, rural branches, and we'll map it to a large city branch around that. So we are in the process of identifying these locations and finalizing these locations, and we are going to add these spoke locations in next 2 years.
Okay, okay, got it. And my next question, how do you see the overall demand for secured MSME and vehicle loans in current economic environment?
With the looks of it and the reports published around the demand of the rural sector, I think it's going to flourish for next 2 years, if not more. And we've seen a great jump in the demand in the rural sector since 2021, since the pandemic ended. So we foresee next couple of years to be solid in terms of new demand, disbursements and collections as well.
Okay. And my next question is regarding customer acquisition and service costs. So how has been the integration of digital channels impacting our customer acquisition and service costs?
So, like I said, we are going to implement a complete new LOS, which will include a mobile app for the customer, for our team, etc. That will, you know, reduce our customer acquisition cost. As on date, we are almost able to recover the customer acquisition cost through the processing fees and the login fees that we charge the customer. So our login to disbursement ratio is close to 60%. For instance, if we login 100 customers a month, we are able to finally disburse and close that customer. That ratio is about 60%. So on 100 login, we are doing about 60 disbursements. That 40% customers that we login, process the entire underwriting process, credit process, and finally, customer either don't take loan from us or we deny the customer based on his factors like, you know, his income stability, bureau score, credit history, etc. So that is the additional cost that we are incurring, which is close to around 0.5% or between 0.5% to 1% more on the fee income that we are charging.
Okay, okay, okay. That's nice to have a conversation with you, sir. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anaya Swaminathan from C Square. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I want to understand the rationale behind product diversification into EV financing and how do you foresee its growth?
Sure. So This year, we have started doing three-wheeler EV loans, which includes loading and passenger both. We see a incremental yield there in that product. So I think 23 to 24% is what we are going to get out of that product, average yield on that product. How much is going to add to the AUM? I think close to 15 crores is what we are targeting this year. So 2 to 2.5 crores per month is what we are targeting. Plus next year, I think it should add about 30 to 35 crores to our AUM. So that is what we are projecting for the EV loans.
Okay, for particularly EV, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what were the key growth drivers in last quarter? And do you expect to continue the trend?
So last quarter on the whole was sublime, and next quarters, next couple of quarters, the current quarter and next festive quarter is where we are seeing higher numbers of disbursements, volume and collections as well, revenue as well. So generally April, May, June months, because of excessive heat and you know, release pressure from March end of the financial year is typically on the lower side, and I think that is all across the industry. And next couple of quarters is what we are, you know, foreseeing to be much better than Q1.
Right. And any plans for geographical expansion?
Yes. So we are adding more branches and further penetrating into Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. Some untapped territories of Rajasthan were left, and we have opened 4 branches near Jodhpur location. So this is the plan, current plan, and by end of this year we aim to be you know, present in Maharashtra with if not many, with at least couple of branches, just to kickstart operations and be present for the next financial year and leverage the presence.
Okay. Could you provide insights on the future growth after opening, like after expanding?
So the new states this year will add about 100 crores of AUM, and this number, total AUM will be at 100 crores from the new states, and next year they will add 100 crores. So by end of financial year FY26, we are aiming for about 200 crores of AUM from MP, Gujarat and Maharashtra. So this is the growth plan from new states. In terms of our AUM, we wish to close at around 500 crores this year and 600 crores plus by FY26.
Okay, great. So that was helpful. Thank you. That is from my side.
Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Yash Rane, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, please go ahead, Yash.
So my question was, can you break down the key contributors to revenue growth this quarter or year? And how sustainable are these growth drivers?
So roughly 80% revenue comes from the MSME lab. About 20% comes from the vehicle loans, and some additional income in the form of fee. So broadly, product-wise, if you see, about 80% from vehicle, 80% from LAP and 20% from vehicle. And if you break that down in terms of interest income and other income, then close to 85-87%, if I'm not wrong, would be from interest income and additional fee income. Plus some foreclosure charges, etc., would add to the balance. And roughly 3-4% would be in the form of some inventory sold or repossessed stock sold or some you know, bad debts recovered in, from NPAs or written off cases.
Okay. And I have another question. How are you managing the cost of funds, and what are the strategies in a place to maintain or reduce in its current interest environment?
So we are going to add a couple of banks in this quarter. We are actively talking to Union Bank and Bank of Baroda. So these two banks we are going to add probably in the month of August and September, by the end of August and September. So that will reduce our overall dependency on NBFC borrowings, which is at a higher cost. Plus, apart from that, we are also adding HDFC Bank very soon. We are in talks with HDFC Bank for a new term loan proposal. They are yet to receive a confirmation from their side if they can go ahead and fund a small NBFC, because earlier their policy was for 500 crores plus AUM NBFC only. So we are talking to them. If that pans out, then these three large banks will add to our borrowing profile. So we will be able to get the cost down by 10 to 15 basis points on the overall cost. Plus, we are expecting at least one or two rate cuts by RBI in this financial year. So that will also add to reduction in our cost of borrowings, because all the borrowing from banks mainly, or NBFCs which are at floating rate, they will also pass on the benefit to us. So 10 to 15 basis points on the overall cost of borrowing is our target to reduce in this financial year.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Divakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. I had only one question remaining. So, sir, can you give me the segment-wise growth in FY25 and FY26, both in housing and vehicle?
So, vehicle loans, we are targeting to close this year by, March 2025 at 110 to between 110 to 120 crores of AUM. So that is, 80 crores is approximately what we are today, and about 40, 45 crores will be added in the current financial year. In the mortgage loan, so our target is quite high, and we have added new teams as well. But like I mentioned already, the pressure on the pre-closures and customers coming in and closing their accounts is quite high at this moment. So the kind of new disbursements adding to the AUM is quite low because of this closure that is happening. So this is happening on two accounts. One account two sides. One side is because a lot of our loan against property and MSME loans, mortgage based, were to customers who have taken loans from us during 2020-21 pandemic time, and now because of the high real estate value, they are either closing these accounts by selling the property, etc. And on the other hand, larger banks and small and NBFC, small finance banks have, are increasingly penetrating into rural areas where most of them are not finding new customers. They are relying on the existing customer base of NBFCs. And, by giving them a enhancement, a top-up loan, a longer tenure loan at a lower ROI, it's getting tough for small NBFCs like us to retain the customer. So on these two fronts, we are facing challenges, and hence we are actively talking to a bank for, co-lending and BC lines, where these customers that we are losing out, we can, retain them with the on the balance sheet of the bank as the originator and them as the large size lender. And at least, it will add to our AUM and help our revenue growth, and retain these customers by offering them longer tenure loans, a top-up loan and a lower ROI loan. So this is what we are targeting, and we are So, in short, I think 120 crores vehicle loan AUM and close to about 360-370 crores of AUM by the end of this year in the MSME LAP space.
Okay, sir. That was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference call. I would like to hand the conference over to Ms. Preeti Bhardwaj for their closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Bait Finserv Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisor.com. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call. Thank you.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.